Here's a thought about applause. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos lately of classical pianists. They're a fascinating, very tiny club of people who have the ability to not only play the piano, but do so in front of large audiences. Oh, nerves of steel and talent that is unbelievable. Yuji Wong, Martha Argerich, Yevgeny Kissin, the list goes on and on. And I've been absolutely fascinated by watching these. But the other night I was watching one particular performance that concluded and was followed by 7 minutes of applause. 7 minutes. That's an incredibly long time for an audience to applaud. And I thought, what is going on here? Clearly, the performance was spectacular. I don't remember who the pianist I was watching was, but it was a mind-boggling performance. But it dawned on me that the applause was not because of that particular performance. Partly, of course. But what the audience was really acknowledging was all the hours of practice that that pianist put into developing those techniques and sensitivity. All of the performances collectively in their career, the accomplishment of a lifetime. The applause was not there just because the last 30 minutes had been so entertaining, but because they were acknowledging that pianist's entire life of creativity. It dawns on me, the same thing happens in photography. When we pay money for a photograph, when a museum exhibits a photograph, it's not necessarily limited to just that particular piece of paper with a photographic image on it. But rather, it's an acknowledgement of that photographer's dedication and career and commitment to craft and sensitivity and talent. It's a cumulative thing. So if someone pays you a compliment on one of your photographs, maybe instead of just saying thanks, it's worth thinking about what they're actually complimenting you on. And maybe they're complimenting you on all those hours in the darkroom, all those failed prints, all those experiments, all that time and energy waiting for the light and the cold of the desert, or whatever your photography creates, that it's a sum of what you've created, which is, I think, what we mean by the artistic life.